Breakfast puppies?
Welcome, adventurers! Grab your dice bag, sharpen your axes, and hop into the meat grinder. It's time for Hammer Crawl! Hello, friends and dungeon aficionados, and welcome to another episode of Hammer Crawl. I'm your host and Hammersmith, NPC. If you're new here, you should know that this podcast focuses on the comedic exploits of a 100% randomly generated dungeon crawl adventure using a custom game system largely inspired by classic versions of D&D. This next set of episodes takes us back to this past May, where we recorded another special live adventure at WagonCon 2019. We recorded in a much, much bigger room this time, which unfortunately resulted in a bit more reverb during the session. With a lot of additional time and effort, I've managed to reduce most of it, but I apologize for any remaining artifacts that may still cut through. Now, before we get on to the meat of the episode, I'd like to give a shout out to various people who helped us out for this recording. Thank you to Arbitrary Crafts for supplying the wonderful custom-made DM screen that we were using on the stage. You can see it in some of our photographs, and you should check them out at arbitrarycrafts.com. And something else I've been meaning to do for a while is to give shout-outs to the creators of the various randomizer cards that I use. I've been using these for a while now, both during this recording and most of the previous ones. I have consolidated my workflow down to using 5 different decks of cards to generate everything on the fly. You can find links to those in the rules at github.com, but a quick shout out to Undercity Games for the Dungeon Cartography cards, Larsenus Design for the Game Master's Apprentice cards, Fat Belly Press for the Monster Mod cards, and then Eric Bright for the 2 decks of encounter building cards that I use. I want to give some extra special thanks to Just Jacob for being our MC for this event. Another very special thanks to the WagonCon crew for having us back. Thanks to Poppy Beaujolais for serving as the Grim Reaper. Also, big thanks to Dr. Xander Gerrymander for working the mixer during the live recording. Thanks to every damn person who joined us in the audience. And thanks most of all to the brave souls who dared attempt to survive the Wagon Crawl. Combat continues. Who's next?
Why don't you go, Greasefinger?
Why?
Why not? You're better at this than me.
I shall... Can I throw my shield at it?
You can throw your shield if you wish. I mean...
Will it count as ranged?
You're a halfling chucking a shield? It's yes. Gonna be tough. I mean, you'd probably be better served at taking your shield and, like, using
Fine, it. I'll do that. I'm gonna become Captain America, guys. That's a 6.
And Captain America would be disappointed.
You know, halflings should stay home.
I have 2 shields.
Where it's warm and you have food.
11 Z's, bro.
So I think, is that the whole party, or
I haven't gone yet.
The wizard gone?
I shouldn't fight, but I have no choice. I have to show my comrades how it's done. I will swing my quarterstaff at the injured one in front of me. That's a hit.
Nice.
Ooh.
For a whopping 1d3 minus 1. So that's 2. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wow, she is a d4 minus 1. My bad. That's the injured one, to be clear.
So, Mr. Wizard, tell me how you kill it.
Mostly on accident. I swing my quarterstaff down and I hit and I mostly miss it. It goes to lunge at me. And when I jerk the quarterstaff back, it hurls it into the air. It splatters against the ceiling and it falls on top of our dying comrade.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Sorry. You know,
we're going to do another round of combat.
All right, here we go.
All right.
One.
Yes, a one. You should just throw that thing away.
Yeah.
It's part of a set.
This is punishment for getting my entire game bag at home and having to buy brand new dice.
Ah, see.
There's no loyalty.
You know, there's only one that's currently left, and that is the one that just devoured Lady Inu Death Acceptor.
Bringer.
And so it's coming, it's moving on towards the cleric, the enemy of the plants, the bringer of the clowns, and it gives you an opening to stab it, unfortunately, as it flops. It takes a second to claw its way out of her innards, and so you actually get a moment to just poke it.
All right.
I really wanted to beat
or smack it, I guess, it, right? With your blackjack. No, you just have to roll the damage.
Oh, nice. All right. Take this down. Four.
This one is freshly injured. What's the rest of your group do now? Now it's your turn. So that was just a free damage.
Right.
You can, if you wish, take another action.
So it's just flopping around on the ground, right?
It's flopping around on the ground right now. Okay. Trying to get at you, but it's just, its tendrils are just not giving it good purchase.
And it's already damaged.
Yeah.
So if I just like flop on top of it with my tower shield, does that count as an attack?
I guess.
Captain America.
Just mush it flat.
Yeah, you could try.
Roll around a little.
I mean, it's plant. So, yeah.
Roll 14.
No, 14 does hit.
Roll your damage to fall.
And describe your stomping attack. I mean,
okay, yeah.
I need a visual here.
All right. So if you stick with the 3 points of damage, looks like. So yeah, the whole thing is that basically I'm like, I'm just gonna just lay my shield down right down top of it and just roll it back and forth until that thing is smushed about 1 micron thin.
Okay. Well, that seems to be enough to have ended the threat of the moment.
Yay!
Combat's over. Somewhere nearby are three others. Maybe they're biding their time. They have yet to make themselves present. So for the moment, combat's over. Everybody who survived gets 3 experience points.
Yeah.
Only and 7 more to level
point,
up.
We can go ahead and bring someone new up to the table. That's a 3.
Thank you.
That's a 3. Matt Ramich. Matt Ramich, are you in the audience? Come on up.
Welcome, comrade.
Check Welcome in with the griefer.
Oh, wait. Does that mean I get to name another character?
No, the player who just left gets to name the character. All right. Real quickly, introduce yourself and then introduce your character.
Yeah, so Matt, and then my character is Barnabas Ladyfingers.
Yes!
Yes.
Named after his favorite treat.
I was going to say, did you bring us any snacks?
Yes.
And what is your class, Barnabas?
Halfling Burglar.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Yeah. That's right.
I'm now stronger than someone, though. So
nice.
I can stab you.
So I'm assuming then that you're... arrival is why were you late to the dungeon?
Well, I didn't actually know where the dungeon was, and I was having a lot of fun in the town that we were in Jigglesworth.
Yes.
Yeah, Jigglesworth. I mean, it was something that I could not pass up. I was enjoying it.
Yeah, okay, so you stumble in one combat late to the group and meet your companions. You notice that one of them has already fallen.
Oh, it brings me so much sadness. It really does. Are you guys sad?
This is all your fault. Just because you wanted to stay and watch the Jell-O wrestling, now Lady Inu is dead.
But I would not have come otherwise.
It's true. 4 is all we can handle.
And handing this over to the party leader to pass to the loot keeper, there is the remaining loot from the body of your fallen companion.
Oh my.
Yeah, this is the fun part. Looting the dead. Because, of course, the plants had no loot. This is how you actually get loot.
You get 30 bolts already.
You lure other adventurers into the dungeon.
Yeah. Just the quantities. I'm just rolling for the quantities. I can't tell people I'm giving them 1d4 units of firewood. I need to know how much that Schrodinger's firewood. Like, I don't know what it is. Thank you.
Well, with your group gathered back together and your newest member, your halfling, taking the place of your fighter, you now consist... You now consist of two halflings, a wizard, and a clown.
Cleric clown.
Oh, well, yeah, that goes without saying.
A clownic? Clownic, guys. New class clown.
How does this adjust your party order? Currently, Inu was in the front. This puts Greasefinger in the second place. Now there's an opening slot in the front. Do we want both halflings in the front?
Yeah, because technically we will be the last to be attacked, so it'll be easier.
And good. You know
they're going to run past you to come beat us up.
Well, you know, we can form a wall.
Well, it also works because they're shorter, so we can swing over their heads. Yeah,
just form a wall. Like, how many shields do you have?
How many shields? Do
how many? How many shields? Does anybody need a shield? There's a knife shield here.
I actually have two. I have two shields.
Yeah, form a wall with our shields.
One for both arms.
I have a shield, Captain America, and then a horn shield and a sword.
I have had this character creation program generate a fighter with five shields. So they had a sword shield, a tusk shield, a knife shield, a tower shield, and a regular shield.
There is
a lot of duct tape.
They're just bristling.
You write down a knife shield, then you have a knife shield. I forget the clown's name. Fearless leader.
Bavel, yes.
Are you wearing armor? Would you like some slightly bloodied chainmail?
Oh, I have chainmail, thank you.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm not carrying it, so I guess I'm leaving it behind.
All right, we'll pick it up on the way back out.
Yeah, probably a good idea. Anyway, the courtyard is now clear of danger. The other three renegade plant creatures have not shown themselves. They have not come back to harass you, which means they're probably waiting for you deeper down.
Yeah, we better head in. Barnabas, by the way, there are three deadly plants somewhere up ahead of us, just so you know.
That's why we need our shield.
Yeah,
and since Barnabas is in front, he's the right pickings.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. You're halfway. God damn it.
So I mean, that's fine.
Yeah.
No, nothing's going to attack me.
All right.
So there is a rusted ladder in the middle of this. What was at some point previously in the past a fountain in this courtyard that has long since collapsed, and there might have even been like a hidden passage down, but now it's quite visible. You've emptied it. The splorching plants are out of the way. Do you go further into the dungeon?
So you need to shine that lantern down that hole for us. That'd be great, Greasefinger.
Fine.
He's offended that he has to shine the light somewhere.
I mean, I can give it to the new halfling.
I'll take the light.
Okay, yeah, here you go.
Yeah, thank you. All right, so down the hole?
We'll just shine it down. Let's just peer in and see what we can see.
Okay. So I...
Just holding it over the hole. You see that the ladder goes down about 20 feet and then ends on water. The reflection of water below. There are some ripples in that water. Something's moving in it, or maybe just some splashes. Who knows?
Can we throw something in it?
I mean...
You have a lot of shields.
I do have three shields. I will throw one of my shields.
Why don't we actually like lower a, you said it went down 20 feet?
Because the ladder goes down 20 feet and ends just above a pool of water.
Someone else has some chain also, right?
Yeah.
We have lots of chain.
Okay, so if we lower a torch on a chain, we can get better visual.
Or like, you can lower me on a chain with the lantern.
Yeah, I like that. Let's lower him.
Yeah, let's do that. Put him on the shield, lower him down.
Okay, well, there's a ladder. We don't have to lower him.
I know, but we can quickly retrieve them if need be.
When somebody asks to be tied up with chain, you don't ask them why. You just help
There's going
to
be like 200 orcs down there. Bring me up!
Besides, then if there is a threat, he can promptly attack it.
All right, so you tie up the halfling with chain.
You got this, Greasefinger.
Put a torch in his mouth and lower him into the water?
No.
Sorry.
we can tie the torch to him.
No, okay.
Oh, that's a great idea. I love it.
It's a little headlamp, just like...
Yeah.
Yeah, because that's how torches work.
Yeah.
It's a lantern. It doesn't say if it's a head lantern.
Okay.
We turn into one.
Okay.
So does somebody just volunteer to climb down there then? Is that what I heard? I'm rephrasing.
Like bait.
Do it, do it, do it, do it.
These townspeople are really pushing.
I'm just noticing also that all halflings have finger-based names. What's up with that?
It's because they're all burglars.
There you go.
I mean, like, I had like 16 burgers before I left.
Okay, so what's happening?
Okay, so I'm getting lowered down on a shield, on the shield tied to a chain.
Okay.
Yep.
With torch tied in my head.
We're creating an improvised gurney and lowering him down.
It's a well.
Yeah, that sounds like an excellent use of limited resources. I love it.
I mean,
so you drop down on this shield and they tying a chain to a shield is actually a very difficult thing to do. Because this, I believe the chain length is, what, 10 feet?
Yeah. It is.
Yeah, so you only have 10 feet of chain.
We have several lengths of 10-foot chain.
Okay.
That will tie together.
Do you have any carabiners?
Could you just climb down the ladder for me?
Or no. Locks?
Maybe.
Wait, hold on.
I mean, something tells me you don't have the right equipment to attach these chains. Which means that he would have to be holding the shield in one hand, the chain in the other.
Climb down. Okay. You got
this. I'll climb down.
You climb down.
I think the logistics are clearly pointing at using a fucking ladder.
Wait. You didn't tell me the ladder could do that.
But the way that we had was way funnier.
You're going down.
I will go down.
You could tie the chain to the ladder and then pull the ladder out of the wall and then lower the halfling on the ladder attached to the chain.
Yes. Okay.
You're missing the part where we all know not to trust anything that looks easy coming from you. It's a ladder. Is it alive? Covered in razor blades?
It's a ladder attached to multiple gazebos.
Okay. So Greasefinger said he's going down.
You go down. Okay.
With a lantern.
With a lantern.
And we're watching from above.
Easy enough. Again, it's a 20-foot descent. You drop down. The ladder hangs. The end of the ladder goes down 20 feet. And beneath that, about 7 or 8 feet below you, you see water.
Yeah, nope.
You shine the lantern around. You look to be in hanging above a pool of water, as far as you can tell.
Okay.
And you're not really able to see anything else other than the pool of water beneath you.
Okay, I will climb back up the ladder and tell the group.
Don't forget that, map maker.
What's the ceiling like?
The halfling
here?
Just told you things you already knew, that there's water down there.
What's the ceiling above us like?
The ceiling, okay, so right now you're in a courtyard that has mostly been fallen over with rubble from the wall on the estate, creating kind of a pocket courtyard.
Okay, so it's open to the outside.
Yeah.
Does anybody know how to swim?
No.
Not with monsters.
I am a talented gourmand, if that will help.
The group was stymied by water. Love it.
I'm pretty tall, and I'm an adult. I'll go down and see how deep the water is.
You're going down?
Yes, but I'd like to tie a chain to myself first. I'm going down. I'm going to go find out. It's 7 feet. I have a grappling hook, so when I get to the bottom, I will loop the grappling hook around the bottom of the ladder and lower myself down to see how deep the water is.
Do you also have rope?
We have chain.
My grappling hook is attached to a chain.
That works.
All right.
Great.
I'm all about the chains and hooks.
So you lower yourself down to the water?
Yes.
Okay. Excellent. You hit the water and splash?
No. Gentle.
You literally hit the water and splash. The water is like an inch deep.
Wait, what?
For the love of all that is holy! Well, I was brave anyways.
You're standing in inch deep water. I hope you're wearing boots.
I will leave the grappling hook and chain there, so should we need to make a hasty retreat, we have a way to get to the ladder.
All right.
Are you still alive down there?
Yes, indeed.
There are some splorching sounds in the shadows.
You should hurry.
I'll go ahead and climb on down also.
All right. Is the whole group climbing down there?
Or split the party? We're all going down there.
Well, the whole group climbs down. You assemble at the bottom, standing around this chain. You shine the light around and you see that you were in a roughly circular chamber. There's passages leading to three different directions.
Mm.
One of them appears to be hand-carved, a structure that was clearly built here for a purpose that has some steps leading up into it, like, you know, three steps leading out of this little landing area. The other two are cave-like extensions, and water, it goes in every direction, in all of those directions. So water that was up above has become unclogged and just spread out beneath.
Do the cave-like openings look like they were there prior to the masonry being built, or does it look like the walls have been breached since it was originally built?
Breaches.
Okay.
Yeah. as you are down here, you hear the shadows moving around you in a wet, greasy way. And these three plant-like creatures come out of the shadows, hovering at the edge of it, uncertain of what to do. And then they depart into the cave-like entrances. They don't go up into the stone passageway.
Great.
Do you follow them?
I think we should go up into the stairs, into this other passage, the non-breached area.
We're looking for the chambers of evil, not like the caves of plant things. So.
Okay. Right, exactly. Yeah.
No, I think that's a great idea.
That sounds like a Harry Potter look into that. Game.
Okay, go ahead and mark off for the combat and for the exploration. Mark off two more turns of light. The room beyond the passage curves around a little bit to the right and then curves to the right again and kind of steps down and then steps down. Not quite like a circular stairs descending, but like, go straight, turn right, go straight, turn right, go straight, turn right. And it goes down into, it opens back into another cave-like room where it's divided into two regions. There is the entrance area where we're coming in, which appears kind of flat and basic. And there's a lot of strange carvings on the ground that don't really make any sense to you. And then there's an elevated platform with a few steps leading up to it that dominates the entire vast portion of the rest of this chamber. And on that elevated platform, you see a number of altars arranged in a strange pattern that, well, you're not quite certain of what that pattern is, but there definitely appears to be some kind of geometry to it, at least that you see from the entrance. There is no light. However, with your lantern, you are able to see the burnt out stumps of candles all over the place. There are some wet tracks on the floor recently moved through here. Some dampness, a very large animal-like prints. Do any of you have a background in hunting or tracking or maybe skills regarding animals, or
are they bovine in nature?
I have animal training.
No, they don't look like trained animals, and they are not bovine.
Animal handling?
Animal handling. There's a chance,
I do not know what. Can I have?
No.
Can I ride them?
Can you what?
Ride them? I have riding.
Oh, these are...
Are they rideable?
What is your background?
My background is a pilgrim. So I
don't think you've ever ridden animals like these. No.
That sounds about right. I am a pilgrim. I've gone across many, many lands. And I feel like these are animals that are worth taming. So I'm going to try to tame one and ride it.
So wait, are we actually seeing the animals or just tracks? So
you're just
far?
Seeing tracks leading
but
into
you
the
are
darkness.
Enthusiastic about
it. But I am going to find this animal and ride it.
I just imagine the halfling squatting down, touching a footprint and going, I'm going to ride this. I'm going to ride this.
Wait, which one?
It does look like there was some kind of evil performed here in the past. But right now, its nature is a secret to you.
All right, well, let's go see if there's a relic in here somewhere. Could be a very short dungeon, maybe. So I'll go ahead and start to, I don't know, are we ready to move in? You're still holding the lantern, correct?
Yep, Barnabas? I got the lantern.
Okay. Let's go ahead and move on in. Let's get a closer look at this altar area.
We have two burglars. Maybe we should search for traps. I'm just throwing out searching for traps.
Well, as I'm holding the lantern, I'm going to be searching for traps.
Sounds good.
Yeah. I'm searching for traps as I'm waving the lantern around.
Okay. You're looking around. Both of the burglars doing this, or just you?
Are you helping me look for traps?
All right.
We'll split up. Let's split up. Each
burgle
side.
Together.
Let's burgle.
You know, that's a really good idea. If you get multiple thieves working at the same time, it really speeds things up. It's very efficient. Well done. Both give yourselves an XP for that. I approve. Yeah. Looking around the room, again, it's divided into two sections. There's the lower section and a raised section with a bunch of altars. And it's a pretty vast chamber, so it takes you a little while to traverse the whole area carefully, poking, prodding, looking ahead with your limited light source to see if anything seems out of place. As you get about halfway through the room, carefully stepping around, making sure not to disturb any of the candlesticks, you hear a reverberating croak in the darkness beyond. What do you do?
So they don't find any traps?
They do not find any traps yet, moving halfway through this room. But there is still the raised area beyond it. Do you wish to climb up to the raised area?
Well, if you shine that bullseye lantern towards the sound, do we see anything?
Shine it towards the croaking sound?
You shine it towards the croaking sound, and it illuminates in the darkness up on the platform a pair of big, round, forward-facing eyeballs.
Nope.
With nothing else, just eyeballs?
And another pair opens up next to it.
Well.
And then four more on either side open up. And
just
then
one
they
creature?
Begin to quickly move forward. And we're going to do some initiative at this point.
Ride it, ride it, ride it, ride it, ride it.
Wait, are we gonna let the leader roll or just assume he gets a one? Like,
thanks again for listening to another episode of Hammer Crawl, a comedic actual play dungeon crawl podcast. If you enjoyed the episode, please let us know. You can send us your feedback via the link in the show notes. And of course, we always appreciate reviews on iTunes and other platforms. If you want to hear more, subscribe to our feed in your favorite podcatcher and check us out at breakfastpuppies.com/hammercrawl. And don't forget to check out the official game rules and ever-evolving World Bible on GitHub. Just search for Hammer Crawl. We've got links there to all of the randomizers that we use, too. Our opening theme song is Chain Lightning by the awesome D&D metal band Gygax. Check them out on Bandcamp via the Creator Destructor production label. Additional background music was provided by the excellent dungeon synth artist Irang, who you can also find on Bandcamp. And if you want to help us pay the bills, check out our Patreon campaign and also our Pinecast tip jar, both linked within the show notes. Your contributions are unnecessary, but very much appreciated, because the Hammer Crawl podcast and role-playing game are labors of passion and love that will always be free. Your Hammer Crawl lesson of the day is, when someone asks to be tied up with chain, you don't ask why. You just help them.